Hi there, this is Mary DeMuth, and this is Pray Every Day, where I pray through the Bible verse by verse. So grateful to be here today and to have the privilege of praying for you. We are making our way through the book of Job. This is today I'm reading from Job 15. It's a longer chapter, so I'm reading verses 1 through 16 in the World English Bible. This is what it says. Then Eliphaz the Temanite answered, "Should a wise man answer with vain knowledge and fill himself with the east wind? Should he reason with unprofitable talk or with speeches with which he can do no good? Yes, you do away with fear and hinder devotion before God, for your iniquity teaches your mouth and you choose the language of the crafty. Your own mouth condemns you and not I. Yes, your own lips testify against you. Are you the first man who was born, or were you brought out before the hills? Have you heard the secret counsel of God? Do you limit wisdom to yourself? What do you know that we don't know? What do you understand which is not in us? With us are both the gray-headed and the very aged men, much older than your father. Are the consolations of God too small for you, even the word that is gentle toward you? Why does your heart carry you away? Why do your eyes flash, that you turn your spirit against God and let such words go out of your mouth? What is man that he should be clean? What is he who is born of a woman that he should be righteous? Behold, he puts no trust in his holy ones. Yes, the heavens are not clean in his sight. How much less one who is abominable and corrupt, a man who drinks iniquity like water." Mind if I pray for you? Lord Jesus, this was not a good friend. And so, Lord, today I pray for those of us who are grappling with broken friendships and with people who have spoken not life over us, but death and condemnation and judgment and harshness and haughtiness and all of those things. Lord, this could be someone who's in our own family. This could be someone who's in our lives by choice. This could be someone at church that we have to interact with. It could be a neighbor. It could be someone who was a friend but has shape-shifted on us. Lord, these kinds of friends or relationships are difficult. I had a nightmare last night about one of them, and so obviously I have some issues, and obviously I need to give these up. So Lord, today in this space where I have that moment, I'm going to give those up to you. Lord, all the fears, all the sadness, all the brokenness of particular relationships have gone astray. I lay on your altar and I give to you as an offering because it's all I know how to do. And Lord, we just give you the brokenness of this world and the brokenness of the relationships around us and the brokenness that we're experiencing every single day. Lord, we cannot carry it. It's too heavy for us. It's weighty upon our minds and our shoulders, and it occupies, at least it does in my mind, it occupies my head too much, these complications of relationships or people that have harshly judged. In light of that, Lord, and I know I've prayed this already before this month, but it behooves me, to use a bigger word, to say that this is a cautionary tale, that this man who had these things to say, while they were true, they were self-righteous. So Eliphaz does not represent you. He does not represent how you would counsel someone. He does not represent the manner in which we should love other people. And the truth is that Eliphaz also was a sinner, just as Job was a sinner. They were all on a level playing field. And so in light of that, we're all fellow strugglers in this journey, and we need to be tender with one another. So would you just allow Eliphaz's words and his sarcasm to inform the way that we don't do things, that we can remember how hard it is to be judged relentlessly and choose not to do that, to err on the side of grace and to assume positive intent of our relationships? Lord, I remember reading about this, and I'm sure I've said this in Pray Every Day before, but I remember reading about the most successful marriages. The hallmark of those were those people who assumed positive intent of their spouse. In other words, if someone maybe was late coming home from work, instead of jumping to a negative conclusion like, oh, I bet they're, you know, out drinking or whatever, they would assume, oh, they must be stuck in traffic. That's what assuming positive intent is. It's being for someone and it's not being colored by your negative bias. And so, Lord, that's what I pray for myself today, that I wouldn't be colored by negative bias, because when I have a negative bias towards someone, I have everything that they do, even if it's good, it's a confirmation bias toward me believing the worst about them. So, Lord, convict us where we're believing the worst about others and help us today to believe the best. And if we are in toxic relationships, show us if we need to walk away, because those can't be good for us either. Lord Jesus, this is a lot of prayer, and I know that you're good at answering them, and I praise you for doing so in Jesus' name. Amen. Thanks so much for listening to Pray Every Day. It's such a privilege to pray for you. If you want to support the podcast, you can go to patreon.com/prayeveryday. You may know this, I'm kind of very amateur artist, but I sell art in my Etsy shop. And so one of the bonuses I give to Patreon members is a free piece of art. I send it to you digitally every month at the $10 level. So if you're interested in that, and of course you can use it however you want, if you want to make cards or calendars or a print, you can do that. So anyway, thank you so much for supporting Pray Every Day. And again, as I've been asking a lot this month, please pray for this podcast. I would really appreciate it. And pray for me and for William and Kristen and all the work that they do behind the scenes.